The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Mathnasium.
There's so many things to count, won't you help us count them? How many cats sitting in the sun? One!
One!
Just one! How many pandas at the zoo? One, two!
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. 850-437-1620. And that should be a little bit of a hint that we are going to be talking about counting and math, because we're going to be talking about Mathnasium. I think this is so cool that my guest today, our expert on Mathnasium and also the owner, Dana, I hope I pronounced that right, Elder.
You did beautifully.
Yay. So tell me all about Mathnasium. So you mentioned to me she came in for kids. And I said, well, when it comes to math, I'm still a kid. Does that count?
I don't think that there's ever a parent who walks through the door who doesn't say to me, can I enroll myself too?
Because it changes, has changed so much since I went to school. Good grief. So this is exciting. Tell me, what is Mathnasium all about?
So Mathnasium is about, we're a math tutoring center for all intents and purposes.
Okay.
But what we do is a little bit different from standard tutors, because we start each of our students with an assessment. We don't charge for that. I love to have families come in and learn a little bit about what their kids know and don't know yet. Even if it turns out that we're not quite the right fit for you, that's information that you can take and use in the future. But we start each student with that assessment, and we learn the answer to the question, what don't you know yet?
Okay.
Sometimes the answer to that question is, I've got a ninth grade algebra student, and it turns out that they don't know their multiplication facts.
Oh, no.
Fractions are terrifying, and oh, my gosh, order of operations feels like it must be a foreign language.
Mm-hmm.
We start by filling in those missing pieces, because they need that to be able to be successful in understanding what their teacher is saying to them this week.
No question about it. So what is the starting age for the classes?
So typically we start students at second grade.
Mm-hmm.
We do occasionally enroll first graders. Because of the nature of our program, first graders are often not reading well yet. And while we are a math learning center, there is reading that's necessary, word problems and instructions like circle half of the circles or whatever. And so it's important that they're able to read some of that for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So first graders who are reading well will certainly enroll, but typically we're second grade and up.
Okay. Well, I was a kid that moved around a lot. And so I would try to stay on top of the math skills, but it was different from district to district, school to school. So you find that you have kids that are smart kids, but maybe they've just moved here. You have, especially with our veterans and the Navy kids. And do you find that there's a way to bring them up to speed?
There is. And you're absolutely right. We see a lot of military families in our community where they have gone from school to school. What we teach here in fourth grade, at the end of third grade, might be something that the school they just left doesn't instruct until the beginning of fourth grade. And our teachers here are saying, well, why don't you know that yet?
Right.
And math skills are tough to just sort of kind of figure out.
Mm-hmm.
So what we find is that filling in those missing pieces will matter, because if you think of math as being one giant brick wall. So in kindergarten, we're going through and we're putting in those bricks. And then we miss a couple of days of school, and that's one brick that didn't get put in. But that's okay. We've got time to figure it out still.
Mm-hmm.
First grade comes around, and we're putting more bricks in. We're filling up that knowledge. We get to that brick that we missed from last year. And just like when you're building a house, you don't have anything strong to build upon.
Mm.
Sometimes teachers have an opportunity to go back. Sometimes parents can be supportive in that respect. Sometimes we figure that's okay. It's just a little tiny thing. We'll figure it out again a little bit later in the school year.
I don't know if I like where this is going.
You can see it already, right?
Yes.
By the time we get to about fifth grade, all of a sudden we've got this chasm of missed pieces. And it's not that anybody did anything wrong, not that the kids weren't capable, but we forget sometimes how important those foundational skills are.
No doubt. Wow. Okay. So can parents be instructed on how to help their kids as you give them, I'm assuming you give them assignments, homework possibly, or is all of it done on site? Talk a little bit about your process.
Everything that we do happens in the center. We do that primarily because if I send a student home with some extra work to do, two things have happened. Either they already understood the skill and it feels very repetitive, we know how incredibly busy our kids are these days. They've got extracurriculars. They've got homework of their own for their mm-hmm. history class and their reading class. And they have a paper to write. And I'm sending them home with more work. So especially if they already understood it, it feels like extra stuff that they just don't have time for. If I send it home with them and they haven't understood it, there's not somebody there to say, wait a minute, why did you do it that way? Or tell me how you got that answer. So we want to be there to support them through each step so that we are comfortable and confident that they aren't making a silly mistake along the way that ends up resulting in a whole page of material that has all wrong answers on it.
Oh, yeah.
They bring it back in the following session. And it feels like I just wasted all of my time, and we probably have to reteach the skill now.
Right, so that makes perfect sense to me to go ahead and have that at the mathnasium, so to speak.
It is, right.
What are your locations, by the way?
Oh, so we have one here in Pensacola. We opened about 7 years ago. We also have a center in Destin, and we just opened in a Niceville center 2 months ago.
Okay.
But Mathnasium is a franchise. There are 1,100 of us across the country, wow. And there are almost 1,200 worldwide.
Wow, I did not know that. Okay. So now, if for some reason I'm not able to get to there, do you do the classes online as well?
We do offer an online version of what we offer.
Oh, excellent. So that's a good option.
It is. It's really fantastic. I will admit 100% to being a little bit partial to the in-center instruction. I like it. It's entirely personal for me. Aww. I feel like I get to know the kids better. I get to know the families better. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I can support them a little bit better in that respect.
Well, nothing beats a little hand-holding every once in a while.
Well, it's about the communication that we get to have that I don't always get to have with the families when they're online. Mm-hmm. But our online program is absolutely amazing, and it is the closest I have seen to being in the center without having to be in the center. We have a fair number of students who work as a part of our hybrid program. So they may come into the center on, say, Sundays, and then they will do online sessions after school, because I don't care if you're coming to an online session straight after baseball and you still stink like you have been at a baseball practice.
You do care if they come into the mathnasium.
Well, they might care. We'll do math with them no matter what they smell like. But kids, especially when they get into middle school and high school, they're going to be a little bit more particular about that.
That's true.
And so I would rather that they showed up for an online session than that they didn't get one at all.
Okay. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Adana Elder, and she is with Mathnasium. And if you have a question, maybe you've got a student and maybe he needs a little mathematical help, text in your questions at 850-437-1620. And one thing too, do you work with advanced students? I mean, is this only for kids that are falling behind, or what about the ones that are racing ahead of everybody else?
Well, remember that assessment? It's always looking for the answer to the question, what don't you know yet?
Okay.
And maybe what you have is a third grader who's ready for fifth grade skills.
Okay.
Everybody's curriculum is customized to their needs, not the needs of some other ninth grader, seventh grader, third grader. The things that each student knows are things that they know.
Mm-hmm.
The things they don't know are what they don't know, and that's what we're going to be working to fill in.
And as they say, you don't know what you don't know.
Often you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
Parents will often feel like, well, I think that all she needs is homework help. I think that she's always been a straight-A student. She's always been... Susie has done a terrific job with math until this year, and this year I think it's her teacher. Sometimes it is the teacher. Sometimes teachers only know one way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Often the problem doesn't start there. Usually it's because there was something from last year or the year before that didn't get mastered 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Give us an opportunity to show you what those are. And parents are not in a good position to know exactly where those gaps are.
That's very true. Okay, so what does all this cost? How does this all work?
So we work a bit like a gym membership, and our prices do vary a little bit depending on which of the enrollment options you choose, how much help they're going to need, and what their grade and capabilities are.
Okay, so then that is all, I think, I assume, when you sit down and do the assessment, do you come up with kind of a game plan for each student, like what you think would, how long it would take for them to learn, let's say they're missing a skill or two or three skills? You come up with a plan for them?
We do. So before you leave, you're going to see, and you will get to take home with you, a chart that's going to show you exactly which skills we're missing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk through some of the problems with them. If there were questions that were super simple, excuse me, not super simple, that's not a fair statement.
we're talking about math here. Okay.
If I can see that there is a problem where they made a silly mistake, which was really the word I was looking for.
There you go.
They've made a silly mistake. And
I make those a lot, by the way.
I do that still today.
I know.
But if they've made a silly mistake and it's clear that they understood the skill, then that's not something we're probably going to have to cover with them. Mm-hmm. So they'll see exactly which skills were missing and what that learning plan is going to look like before they leave. We'll talk about how quickly most students complete work and how many skills we can expect them to finish or complete in a week or in a month.
So Adana is the owner of Mathnasium here locally, but what about your team? Do you have several folks? How does that all work?
So we take a team teaching approach within our center. So our instructors are constantly rotating. We do not require accreditation of our instructors because the skills that we're working on with the students are math skills. We're not focusing on class management. We're not worrying about a lot of the things that teachers have to know. Our team just have to be fantastic at the math. Mm-hmm. We sometimes hire high schoolers. They are fantastic instructors, especially for our middle school and high school kids, because they've sometimes had the same teachers within the last couple of years.
Right.
And they can sit down with that kid and say, oh my gosh, Mr. Smith, one of the things you want to make sure you do is this.
Right. Okay.
And
that's very good.
So that can be really helpful to them. Our college kids that we hire are usually engineering students. Sometimes they're hopeful teachers who are, you know, on a path to having a teaching certificate.
Do you ever hire the retired teachers too?
We do. We have occasionally hired retired teachers. We have hired retired military folks who, you know, did something that was generally mathy. When they were
generally mathy.
Yes, I think Andrew would be very unhappy with me for having just used that word on the air.
I love it. I love that. Well, one of the things that you can't really see when you're doing radio is when I get a chance to talk to guests about what they do and what their business is about. But what I'm seeing right now is as soon as Adana talks about students and teaching, her eyes light up. She gets a big smile on her face. And that is something that I do love about the idea of the one-on-one. Because so often when kids get intimidated and then they start to feel insecure, and you kind of need a cheerleader, don't you, to give them that confidence again once they master they just can't get the division. And so now you finally master that. Isn't it celebratory in a way, or being a cheerleader?
100%. We think of them as those aha moments.
Yes.
Aha, I got it.
Yes.
And that is always such a pleasure to be part of that for kids. When kids come to us, in almost every case, of course, the ones who are not feeling like math has become this defeating kind of a course that I can't stand to go to. The kids who come in and have always loved math and they have always done well at it. Even for them, though, it's still about learning something new. Mm-hmm. And so they've had the opportunity to be engaged by math again in a way that maybe their teachers haven't been able to, because third grade teachers don't always have the right material to help kids who are a couple of grade levels ahead. But the vast majority of our kids who come into us are struggling in their class. Mm-hmm. And they have often been struggling for a little while. And so as they come in, and they come in originally and they're kind of like, no, I ask them questions like, to get to know them, I'll say things like, so tell me a little bit about yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, tell me about your siblings. Tell me about pets. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite class? And I always cross my fingers and say, and they can tell that I'm looking for math to be the answer. And they'll always say something like,
nope,
reading.
Reading.
Or they'll say, P.E. Mm-hmm. Or going home.
Yeah.
And I'll say, okay, so tell me a little bit about math. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, it's not going very well.
Right.
And by the time they leave, even if they aren't going to enroll, and even if that assessment has looked a little bit unfortunate, they almost always leave with some new knowledge, and almost all of them are super excited about the prospect of coming back.
That's nice. That's really great. And part of it, too, is I know as a kid, I can remember when something would come up and I didn't know how to do it, I always wanted to excel. I was one of those. I always wanted to do really well. And if I couldn't master it, then I would just say, well, I'm not doing that. Like they throw out the baby out with the bathwater. Like I'm not even going there now. I don't do math. And then you just say, I don't do math. And you cannot get through life without doing math.
You cannot get through life without doing math.
So overcoming that resistance, I imagine, would be why the one-on-one is so important, to give them the confidence to try it again. Try it again.
Absolutely. So to be clear, we do work face-to-face, one-on-one with each of our students, but we do work at a 3-to-1 ratio within the center.
Oh, okay.
Our instructors are constantly rotating the room. I'll sit down with a student. We work through a couple of problems together. Things are looking really fantastic. Susie is absolutely getting the hang of fractional parts of whole numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I step away and I let her work independently. That is really important because our kids need to know that they can do it without us.
Right.
Their teacher is not going to let me sit next to them for the test on Friday.
Right. Okay. So there is testing involved as well to measure the progress.
Well, we do. We do assessments for them along the way. And at the end of each skill, we're doing what we refer to as mastery checks, because mm-hmm. we really are looking for mastery of those skills. It's not just about learning it long enough to get through the test. We want to make sure that they really know how to do that moving forward.
So the mathnasium method, how would you describe that? So how do you know you've got, because you cover a broad range from second grade, is that correct, all the way through 12th?
Right. We actually do everything from basically learning how to not count on your fingers all the way to...
Do you cover things like trigonometry and some of the
We do. A lot of that depends on our instructor population.
Gotcha. Okay.
But that 3-to-1 ratio, so I've stepped away and I've let Susie work on her own for a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
She's working okay. She gets a problem number 7 and she feels a little bit frustrated by this one. It looks a little bit different. The next instructor looks around and says, oh, Susie hasn't been talked to in a couple of minutes. She sits down with Susie and says, hey, how are things going? And Susie says, fine. And she says, Susie, it looks like problem number 7 might be a little challenging for you. She says, maybe. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to work through problem number 7. And that new instructor says it a slightly different way than I did.
Mm-hmm.
My explanation, I sure hope, wasn't bad.
Right.
But it wasn't what worked for Susie.
Mm-hmm.
And so new instructor comes by, says it that different way, draws a picture, uses a manipulative, whatever it is. Each of our students learns a little bit differently, and each of our instructors potentially teaches just a little bit differently.
If you just join us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Adana Elder. She is with Mathnasium. I love this. I'll be honest, I had not heard of you, but that's also because I don't have little kids anymore. So, you know.
Obviously, we're not doing enough advertising.
Well, we need to get the word out because this is fantastic, I think. So if someone wanted to bring their child in for an assessment, is there a fee involved with that?
There's not a fee at all. We're happy. All you have to do is go to our website, mathnasium.com/Pensacola, and sign up for a free assessment.
That sounds fantastic. And so they can just call in or they can sign up online and then they'll get assessed and then you come up with an individual program. So this isn't like cookie cutter.
It is not cookie cutter.
That's very important.
Something I'd like to make sure that we share, too, is that we are step-up providers. And for those families who are taking advantage of the step-up funds, the scholarships that are available.
Oh, okay. Talk about that a little bit.
Those are something that we can accept. Mm-hmm. We are in the process of developing a program that will be specifically designed for the New World Scholarship, which is for students who get a score of less than 3 on their FAST test.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking that you really need to have a class for folks like me who I did pretty well in math back in the day, but now everything has changed. And it's, you know, I admit, I see the homework coming in and I'm like, I have no idea how to help you.
So the good news is for those parents who love kind of the older school version of doing things, I do find that I turned 51 today.
Is your birthday today?
Today's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. I do find that most of our concepts are taught kind of the way I remember learning them as a kid.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't always mesh 100% with what's happening in the school, in the classroom, but homework time is part of every single session. So they just bring us what they're working on, and however it is that their teacher would like to see it done, we're going to make sure that they are prepared to do it that way.
Excellent.
A 7th grader doesn't need to know how they or remember how they may have been taught how to do multiplication in 3rd grade.
Mm-hmm.
Their 7th grade teacher just wants to make sure that the answer is right.
Right.
And so if we have to reteach that skill so that they have really mastered it, we'll teach it the way that I remember doing it a long time ago.
Yeah, no, that's excellent, because I was thinking that might be the frustration of a lot of parents too.
It is.
So much has changed.
It has.
So you assess the child and they have come up with a program. About typically, how often would they come in during the week?
We ask for 2 to 3 times each week.
Okay, that's pretty intensive.
We want them to be in often enough that they remember their lessons from session to session.
Mm-hmm.
We also don't want them to come in so often that they get overwhelmed.
Wow, okay. I'm ready to sign up, but I may not be the right age for this.
I think we could make an exception for you, Meg.
Okay, there you go. So we're talking this morning with Adana Elder. She's the owner and one of the teachers, obviously, at Mathnasium, which is a wonderful program to help kids catch up from 2nd to 12th grade, or for those that are advanced and might need to have some extra coaching as well.
Summer is a fantastic time to bring any student into the center. It's 2 months where kids will often not be doing any sort of academics. And there are a lot of studies out there that prove what was frequently referred to as the summer slide.
Yes.
So all those things that they learned in third grade, those multiplication facts, that understanding of fractions, they are going to need it at the beginning of fourth grade. Isn't it great if your student is one of them that already has that really well recalled so that the teacher's not spending extra time helping them kind of relearn that skill at the beginning of fourth grade? So summer is a fantastic time to check and make sure that there wasn't anything that was missed from the year before.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're able to push forward into some new skills. Now they get to not only have not forgotten anything, but they can be that new fourth grade student, that rising fourth grade student who has already learned some of those pieces and gets to be the one who raises their hand when the teacher's asking questions.
What a confidence builder that would be. That's really great.
100%.
That is really great. Okay, so again, just some of the information, how to get in touch with you if you want to be a teacher or if you want to bring a student in.
So for either one, I would recommend the website, but you can call us directly. The phone number at the center in Pensacola is 850-490-3606.
Okay. So my last question for you this morning, got a few minutes left. I'm dying to hear, what is your favorite, do you have a favorite success story or something that happened that just really, you came home and said, this is worth it?
So I think I had a recent enrollment in our new center in Niceville where mom was absolutely convinced. She's got a third grader. She tested on checkup level one, which is basically first grade material. She's only been with us about 2 months, but the young lady was just absolutely terrified about coming in. She didn't want to have anything to do with us. Mom was convinced that this was going to be a hassle and a challenge and that there were going to be fights. They had tried private tutoring and she hated it. She was really excited when she left the assessment. She's now been with us for a month and a half, and she is asking every afternoon to come again tomorrow, even though she only gets 3 sessions a week.
Oh, how wonderful.
And her grades have gone from failing most of her math tests all year long to A's and B's for everything since she started.
Oh, that just gave me goosebumps. That has got to be the best feeling in the world.
Absolutely.
And to see
amazing.
The confidence again come back, that's really phenomenal. How did you get into this to begin with? I'm just curious.
No. So my background is actually retail management and customer service. I did not do anything math related other than
cash registers and counting change.
Well, helping manage a grocery store will make a huge difference to you in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved the math. I loved math when I was in high school. I was on the math team all through that. I ended up following a different path involving German and anthropology. Not very mathy.
So interesting.
Life kind of gets in the way sometimes. And I recognized at some point a few years ago that this wasn't what I wanted to keep doing for the rest of my life.
Good for you.
And so started looking around at what there was, and Mathnasium became an obvious solution. My husband is a fantastic partner for me.
Mm-hmm.
He is a land surveyor and he sees this math all the time, and he sees the struggle with finding good people to hire in their industry who are good, that are comfortable with the math as well.
Well, we use math everywhere, no doubt.
We do.
Okay, Adana, one last. So we've been talking with Adana Elder, who is the owner and clinic director, I guess, for the local Mathnasium. Location, website, we've got about a minute to tell everybody so they can call you this morning and get set up for the summer.
The best website to reach, to find information for our Pensacola Center directly is going to be mathnasium.com/Pensacola. And their phone number is 850-490-3606.
Thank you so much for coming in, Adana. I am thrilled to hear about this. This sounds like a wonderful program, Mathnasium. I'm very excited about it.
Thank you for having me, Meg.
Thanks again.